The true leader, a leader true with the heart so bright, a leader true with the heart so bright, guides with compassion through day and night, guides with compassion through day and night. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'audhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome back to our series, The True Leader. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was such a leader that everyone would fulfill everything he said, and they would do it for the sake of the verses, obey Allah and obey the messenger. Allah's command was that everyone must obey the messenger. And his companions were true, unique examples of how a person should follow his leader with complete sincerity. So his leadership over the entire East in a certain point in history was truly unique. 1400 years later, we are still following him. We haven't seen him. But his message, his book that he brought, his manners, they just made sense. It was perfect. One of the things that actually makes us truly, truly kind of respect and honor the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was his integrity. His integrity was unmatched. No one could be equal to the integrity of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what is integrity? By the Oxford Dictionary, integrity, honest, wholeness, soundness. For an individual to have the quality of being equal in his intention, his speech and actions. Now, for a person to place their entire trust into a leader, that leader needs to be credible. You wouldn't trust someone that's incredible or says one thing, does the other, like modern day leadership. We would only trust someone that actually is a man of his word. And his word is exactly what's in his mind and heart. And his word is therefore delivered by his action. The Prophet ﷺ says that the faith of a person doesn't have integrity until his heart has integrity. And his heart doesn't have integrity until his tongue has integrity. So for a leader, it is crucial that what he does or what he says, he actually believes as well. If he doesn't believe it himself, then the person who's following or the onlooker is not going to accept that completely. I mean, if the leader isn't too sure about what he is saying, doesn't have confidence, doesn't have that integrity in what he is saying, why should the follower fulfill that? Now, a great writer, he says that the leader finds the dream, the goal, the target, the motive, and then the people. So any individual who has ever been a pioneer in anything, he had this dream. He presented this dream to his followers, and the followers then had that dream. The people find the leader, then the dream. People don't at first follow worthy causes. A person, an individual, a follower, he follows everyone else, or they follow a leader. But then they look for, as he's wrote, he wrote, they follow worthy leaders who promote causes they can believe in. So he's looking at human psychology. So for any follower to be a complete follower, he needs to be sure that his leader that he is following is sure as well. If he doesn't have integrity, it doesn't give him that confidence.
People buy into the leaders first, then the leader's vision. So when you have accepted that this person is 100% credible, what he says he means and he does, then whatever he says in the future, he will follow. So when people believe in their leader and the vision, they will follow the leader no matter what or how severe or bad the conditions get, or how much the odds are stacked against them. They will follow that cause. Why? Because our leader has said it. Human psychology. So now, a person who is truthful, trustworthy, who has integrity, who is linear in his actions, in his intention, in his speech, in his thoughts. Everything is mustaqim, everything is linear. People trust him. People follow him. People like him. And anything other than that, people don't have complete trust in that. People don't fully grasp that. Now, we're going to look at the verses of which involve a person to be to have integrity. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he commands us in the Quran. He says that إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تُؤَدُّ الْأَمَانَاتِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا. That Allah commands that you return or you hand over the trusts to the rightful owner of the trust. So this is a verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about amanat or amanat dari, trustworthiness, to be able to be trusted. There's another verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha wa kunu ma'as sadiqin. That, O those who believe, fear Allah and be associated with the truthful ones, and keep company of the truthful ones. So these verses, if we analyze them and we take the different aspects of a person to have integrity, we realize these verses, the Prophet ﷺ has mastered that. And we're going to look at his truthfulness, his trustworthiness, his soundness in his thoughts, his actions, his commands, in his concepts. Now imagine this. Many people have different nicknames, but Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was such, right? You in modern day, you get nicknames like I know someone who's actually referred to as the chor, the thief. In the Urdu language, the chor or chora, daku, right? You'll have some people are known as na ahl. For example, non-credible, na-ahl, someone who's incapable, who is unworthy of the job role that they're in. And various leaders in the past have been given all sorts of titles, right? different titles. People have made, took their name, jumbled the letters around and gave them this crazy name. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was such that even before he announced prophethood, his nickname was the truthful one. Now you have to understand that in quite some, the Sadiqul Amin. Imagine calling someone the most truthful as a nickname. And he didn't proclaim this name. People just gave him this name. Right? And you can imagine that process. One person would have said it, the truthful one, and straight away you realize there's only one truthful one I know in the times in Arabia 1400 years ago. That's incredible. There's only one trustworthy one I know. So these titles were given to him before he announced prophethood. Now what's amazing, or what baffles the human mind, is that the people that rejected his message, but they accepted that he is the most truthful and the most trustworthy, they would still call him Sadiqul Amin, even though they reject the message. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, فَإِنَّهُمْ لَا يُكَذِّبُونَكَ. They don't reject you. They don't call you a liar. وَلَكِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ. However, the wrongdoer, بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ يَجْحَدُونَ. They reject the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they accept him as the most truthful. However, they reject the message that he came. And this was actually stated in the verses of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself tells us, imagine this Muhammad Rasulullah in Arabia 1400 years ago, moments before Hijrah, the leaders of the Arab nations got together, leader of the Arab tribes, and outside the Kaaba they discussed, right, how will we assassinate Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what's what the Arabs used to do, they would give all their assets, their gold and silver and their most precious assets that they would have, belongings, they would give it to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he was the most trustworthy. He was the one that, even if something happens to my deposit, to my asset, that he is so trustworthy that he'll end up buying it or purchasing it from somewhere and returning me the exact value. That's how trustworthy he was. And everyone accepted that he was the most trustworthy. That if anything happened to my property, Rasulullah ﷺ was so trustworthy that he'd end up paying for it out of his own pocket. That's how trustworthy he was. Imagine this. All the leaders of the tribes have gathered together in order to assassinate. They were discussing, the topic of discussion was, how should we assassinate the Prophet ﷺ? There were three different scenarios given. But what we find, which was absolutely, once again, it makes a person really speechless, or baffles the mind, that not one of these Arabs during that meeting was even concerned to a small amount that if we assassinate him, what if we lose our property and possessions and belongings that we have deposited to him? They knew that even if we assassinate Muhammadur Rasulullah, he is so trustworthy that we'll still get our belongings back. They weren't worried about the belongings. Now you try to understand that and try to explain that to someone. That's how trustworthy he was. They just knew that he will never do anything wrong to our possessions. He's not that person. And this was the situation which baffles my mind. And every time I come across this scene or this portion of history, right, I find it amazing. And the Prophet ﷺ, he sent everyone to Medina Sharif, but he stayed behind himself. And scholars have mentioned the reason why he stayed behind was to return all the possessions back to their rightful owners. And truthfully, that was their loss, that he is returning them. That was their loss. You try to understand that yourself. Abu Jahl, you would say, the biggest enemy of the Prophet ﷺ in that time, even he didn't reject the Prophet ﷺ. Abu Jahl said, "Inna la nukadhibuka." We don't reject you, we don't call you a liar. You're not lying, you're telling the truth. وَلَكِنْ نُكَذِّبُوا بِمَا جِئْتَ بِهِ. However, we reject what you have come. The message you have brought, we reject. We don't reject you, we reject your message. Right? Very subtle difference. We're not rejecting you as a person. You are truthful, you are trustworthy. But we reject your message. Akhnas, he was another tribe leader. And he was en route to Badr with 300 of his tribemen, soldiers, to join the army of the disbelievers. And he just wanted to ask Abu Jahl this question. So he wanted to ask him in privacy, in private. And he got this chance at a certain point during their travels where he spoke to Abu Jahl and he said, "Abu Jahl, tell me, the message that Muhammad Rasulullah has come with, is he telling the truth or is he lying?" And Abu Jahl said to him that, "How can he lie against Allah when we still call him Sadiqul Amin? He has never told a lie. Rather, and this is what Abu Jahl says, he says, rather, since the hosting of the Hujjaj and the center of decision making is already amongst the duties of the tribesmen of Abd-e-Manaf, a certain tribe, what would be left behind if prophethood is granted to them as well? So Abu Jahl didn't reject Rasulullah as an individual. He rejected his message. And that was for political reasons. After hearing this, even Akhnas, he decided to pull out of the army. And he took his 300 tribesmen back. He realized that I am going to fight against someone who's truthful. And this was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These are just some examples and some narrations. There's loads regarding the example of integrity delivered by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam upon to his followers. So as a follower, we should try to increase our integrity. And if we are in positions, for example, if you're a teacher or if you're an imam or if you're, you know, any sort of a position of authority where you're a father, even a father, you know, a simple example, simple psychology, the father, if he's not praying, right, and he wants his child to pray, there's no integrity, there's no wholeness in that. And likewise, if the mother is not covering herself, but she wants the child to be fully covered, it won't work. The child would sit there and think, you don't do it yourself. You want me to go mosque, right? You want me to do X, Y, and Z. You're not doing it yourself. Lead by example, they say. And to summarize, if integrity was enveloped in a single body, then there is no one in God's creation that has more integrity than the final Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He lived by his word, and his word became the light of guidance for billions of Muslims ever since. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true understanding. Join us again, inshallah, next time. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The true leader, a leader true with the heart so bright, a leader true with the heart so bright, that guides with compassion through day and night, that guides with compassion through day and night.